our worship time this morning. Fresh cup of coffee with you. It's a bright day outside. The animals are scurrying around outside, the squirrels and the rabbits and so on, and we got a beautiful day on tap. It's a wonderful day in the summer, and the summer is just flying by. I've enjoyed spending a little time with you on Wednesday night, so I appreciate those who watched. Hasn't been a long session, but we've been going through the Bob Moss's book, and that is on Facebook, and the information is there. So please continue to join with us. We'll celebrate for quite a few, about 5 or 6 more weeks until after Labor Day, and then we'll join back together in person in the church, and we'll start having our dinners and get back to fall activities. Please consider all the activities coming up. We got coffee fellowship this morning. We got worship at 11 o'clock. We have the celebration of God's blessings, and we are with you today. Our prayer requests, we want to continue to keep Suzanne and Louie in our prayers. Charlotte, who is shut in. Deborah, who is away. Multitude of sick that are listed in our bulletins, please look that up. And there's a whole list of people that we are praying for. And we're thankful for God's blessings and His anointing. In preparation of this morning, we're going to be looking at John chapter 7. We're going to look at a couple of verses in verse 37 through 39. But before we do that, we're going to sing a couple of songs. We'll sing one song at the beginning. We'll have some prayer, celebrate another song, and then have a pastoral prayer to pray for the needs of the church and then the message. So please celebrate with us today.
Dream hath died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to show them who you are.
Like the sun made Shine light, the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Lord, we come to you today knowing that you have made us for so much more than just ordinary lives. Father, we have given ourselves to you today, and we commend ourselves to you that, God, you will teach us how to be more than what we are, that you will teach us how to rise up and how to live, how to serve, how to give, and how to be all that you have destined us to be. We have gathered in your name today, God. This is your house. You are our living water flowing free. God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our lives today. God, we are in your presence and give you thanks and praise. God, I praise you today for my buddy Gary. His birthday is today, Father, so I lift him up and I say thank you for Gary's life. And I know in a few days we'll be celebrating my lovely wife's birthday. And Father, we're just thanking you for the blessings that you have provided. We thank you for Jack's birthday, which was yesterday. And God, we know that you have blessed us abundantly. So today, we lift your name up and give you thanks and praise. Father, we just ask that as those that are watching, Father, you'll give us a moment to pause, to think about you, and to lift your name up on high. Bless us, Father, as we celebrate this. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. I bring to you the scripture today. In John chapter 7, beginning at verse 37, on the last and greatest day of the festival, this is the festival of tabernacles, I believe. Make sure that I got that correct. And at that given time, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living waters will flow from them." By this he meant the Spirit whom he believed in him. Oh boy, let me read this. By this he meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not been glorified. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I want to make sure I got the words right. Had my mind on the Festival of Tabernacles. But we see a little glimpse of Jesus at the festival and what's taking place. And we'll go to that in a few minutes. Please remember to keep the needs of the church in our prayers as we gather together for a time of prayer after this song. Thank you. God, as we have come into your presence, God, power belongs to you, O God. Father, for you are the author and perfecter of our faith. Father, we just are drawn into you. Hallelujah, God. We just recognize your gift of presence and your love for us. Father, we know that as we have gathered, the odds can be stacked up against us, but it doesn't matter what the odds are, Father. You are victorious. And we are grateful, God, that no matter what we face and no matter where we go, you are still God. And we are grateful, God, that your hand has with us. You've been leading us and teaching us. We thank you that you have allowed us this chance to be in your house today. And we pray, God, that you will bless all the things that we hope to accomplish. May you receive the honor and glory today, God, that everyone who gathers, Father, may they gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for the beautiful day that you've given to us, you've ordered this day, you've ordered the steps of it, and you have blessed it. And we rise to give you thanks and praise, no matter what is going on in our life, whether, Father, we are not feeling well, whether our foot is hurting, whether our back is hurting, where things are bothering us, God, we just continue to give you praise. And Lord, we turn our attention to the needs, and I ask for Linda this morning, who is not feeling well. God, I pray that you would bless her, God, as she is at home, resting, getting the strength necessary, but Father, that you would touch her body in a mighty way. As she is dealing with the sinus and the infection or whatever it is, God, I pray that you will give her rest and give her peace and touch her in a unique way. Father, as Suzanne prepares for her treatments this week, I continue to pray for strength in her life. God, you've surrounded her with people and with a multitude of blessings. And God, we continue to pray for her, asking that you will anoint her, anoint Louis, and anoint their home and bless them. Father, give her the strength necessary as she goes through the treatment. Surround her with the power of the witness of prayer. Surround her with the strength that is necessary, God, and anoint her. Anoint the doctors and nurses and all those who bring the care and treatment, that, Father, this treatment would go well and you would touch her in a mighty way. I pray for Charlotte, who has been at home. God, thank you for the power of her witness and the blessings that you provided. I ask, God, your hand of anointing upon her to continue to give her joy in her seasons. Father, joy in each day, joy in the celebration, and joy in knowing that we are praying and lifting her up. Father, I just continue to pray for Deborah, who's been away, Gary, as he prepares for surgery, Scott, who has been out for treatment, Rob, who has been out for treatment. Father, I just pray your anointing. I thank you for Jack and Gary and the celebration of their birthdays. I thank you for my brother in Bungoma, Kenya, Pastor Salim. I thank you for the Pentecostal church, and I thank you for the churches all across this great world and nation, God, that you have blessed to celebrate the gift of your love. I continue to lift up Brother Mark as he has come home from the hospital. Give him strength today, God, as he leads in worship today. Father, bless Evanswood. Surround him, Father, with the power of prayer. And when he's not able and doesn't have the strength, God, may you be his strength this morning. I pray for Brent, God, as he goes into the pulpit, that you will bless him with words through the Holy Spirit. Bless Pastor Mark, and bless Brent, and bless Brother Tom at Chippewa Valley. God, that your hand of anointing will be upon them. Father, I pray for Bethany also, that God, and for the churches in our community, that we may be your light and beacon today. God, that you will anoint the needs. There's a multitude of things, but Father, let your strength be upon each and every thought, every inclination, every need that we have. Father, bless our world around us. It's in a real mess, and there's a lot of things going on, and we need Jesus and his power and his touch upon this world. Father, bless it. Let it begin with us today, and we'll thank you and praise you in the power and majesty of your holy name. We ask all this. Amen. Well, in John chapter 7, Jesus declares these words, and he begins that this whole emphasis in chapter 7 suggests that he might go and be a part of the festival of tabernacles. and perform his mighty works there. Jesus rejects the suggestions that his time has not yet come. And because his mission was not to gain fame and popularity, but to go out and to bless those and to teach. This brief text is the second segment of Jesus' teaching, and it brings about these words. It is significant on the last day of the festival, in which water is an important symbol, Jesus declares, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. And the one who believes in me, just as the scripture says, from the innermost beings will flow rivers of living water." Well, I have to laugh a little bit today. As many of you know, you know where we live at. And when we bought this house a number of years ago, we had a sprinkler system in ground that was already there. Well, over the course of the last month, they've been doing some work around the house, not on ours, but physically in the street and putting the new disability curbing and allowing it for those with disabilities to move around the city a little bit easier. So in the process, they began to tear up some of our sidewalks that needed to be replaced. Well, in the process of doing that, they did some real damage to our sprinkler systems. Well, as rights would have it, we began to try to hook up and find out the connections and where it was leading. The problem is, I labeled this little message, "Connected to the Source of Water." And the funny part of it is that we spent a better part this week of trying to find the connections. When the lines were broken, we didn't know, we didn't have a diagram, we didn't have a picture, we didn't have a source that say, well, this line runs here, and this line runs there, and this is where the other head was. When they came through to do the work, they arbitrarily ripped out a bunch of stuff. So it was up to us to begin to search, and it took digging, it took searching, it took hunkering down, it took trying to find it, and I'm thankful for a guy like Dominic who helped me through this process. But, man, it was a real process to find where the connections were. Now, I had run some lines arbitrarily to try to see if I was close. And some of them were close and some of them were not. The truth of the matter is, once we were able to find all of the sources, we were able to connect back to the source of water to begin to water the yard. That just means I'm going to have more grass growing and have to cut the grass, and there's a lot of significance to that. But the point that I'm trying to make is there were a few lines that we had no idea where they were coming from, where they were leading to, and how they were hooked up. Until we could find the real source of the connection, we were scratching our heads and didn't know what to do. Here in this story, Jesus leaves the multitudes with kind of an inclination. He's kind of saying, listen, anyone who believes in me, from the inmost beings will flow rivers of living water. Up to this point, there hasn't been any indications through the past, and Jesus suggests that those who drink the water he gives them will become a source of living water. What is Jesus talking about? The puzzling thing about his statement is, it's difficult to find another verse in Scripture that matches this rivers of living waters flowing from our belly. Now, we know the woman at the well, Jesus promised that she will never thirst again when she drinks from that water. Here, Jesus is giving another similar instance in the Festival of Tabernacles. And he said, from us will flow springs of living water. Well, we know Jesus was the bread of life. And we know that God provided bread for the children of Israel in the wilderness, but what is Jesus talking about? Well, he goes on a little bit further to say, whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of water will flow from them. By this he meant the Spirit of God. Ah, here's the connection. Here's finding the source. Not only through the Holy Spirit who has been left to us, Jesus connects the source that we have been given, the Holy Spirit, who will connect us to the source of Jesus Christ. Not only is he the raw connection at the time that he was speaking to them, he wanted them to know that he is the source of living water. And we find in this text that the water and the Spirit are intrinsically connected. Now, it draws us all the way back to John chapter 3, where Nicodemus didn't understand that principle. And he said, how can I be born again? Jesus said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit. And here again, he brings this whole context to us that to connect to the source of Jesus Christ not only implies knowing who he is, it's connecting through the Holy Spirit. Here, the narrator, John, makes the connection once again, as I've said, connected to the source of water. Jesus is talking about living water, and he's talking about the Spirit. And when we believe in him, we receive the Spirit of God. We are glorified because of what Jesus has done and will do, and we are connected. This Holy Spirit becomes the paraclete. It becomes the source that leads us and guides us through this journey and connects us intrinsically to God. What a beautiful picture that we have of finding the source and being connected to the source of living water. Well, as it writes, we finally finished that work. Now I'm ready to water the yard and ready to water the flowers and ready to water. And then my wife will yell at me because I'm using too much water and the water bill's going to go up and we got to cut the grass more. But it's true that we must be connected. I can turn the water on all I want, but if it's not connected to the vessels around it, that water will just be wasted water. Here Jesus is saying, you want to find that you can have living water springing up from in your life? Be connected to the source of water. And as he is connected to his Father, and the Holy Spirit has been left to you and I, that we have this paraclete who attaches us to the Father and to the Son. What a beautiful picture he leaves for us that we need as a body to be connected to the source of water. I pray today that as it's warm outside and the hotter it gets, we look for more water, and a lot of people have all kinds of drinks, and I could go into that whole message about this billion-dollar business of water, but water is a substance that we need in our bodies. And I pray today that as you take a sip of water or you enjoy your cup of coffee, remember, we need to be connected to the source of living water, and that is Jesus Christ today. And I pray that God will remind you that we are connected to each other, but connected to him. And the first step is to give him our life. And I pray that you will do that in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this message this morning. Thank you for the source of living water. And thank you that we have a connection. The world can't take it away. And God, you've given us the source of living water. May it flow from our lives today. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. We'll close this time with a song.
The odds stacked against me, I'm surrounded on all sides, but I've heard you can part the waters. So in your name, come and turn the tides. I'm staring at this mountain. No chance I'm getting through, but I've heard they can melt before you. So in your name, I'm asking it to move. Let that I'm
God anoint you and bless you, that rivers of living water will stream from your life and anoint those around you. God bless you today with a great day. Go in His peace. As long as you're